Well, in news out this morning, the government's preferred option to remake the capital's transport infrastructure, released this morning, includes light rail from the city centre to the south coast. It wants tracks connecting Wellington's central train station to Island Bay, an extra tunnel through Mount Victoria for buses, bicycles and walkers, and roads rearranged around the Basin Reserve. Now the government has said what it wants. The Wellington City and Regional Councils, the other partners in Let's Get Wellington Moving, will meet next week to decide whether to endorse the proposal, which will be jointly funded. Thomas Nash is a Wellington Regional Council. Morning, Thomas.
Kia ora, Catherine. How's it going?
Good, thanks. It's pretty inevitable, isn't it, those votes? You're not going to have the government come out and announce a plan this morning and then one of the councils kibosh it?
Yeah, I mean, the mayor said today that he thought he was pretty confident he'd get it through the city council. I think it's got a good chance of going through both councils, yeah.
Your mission is to explain verbally what this preferred option is, please.
Okay, so light rail from the Wellington Station along the Waterfront Quays, down Cambridge and Kent Terrace, past the Basin, into Newtown, past the hospital, and then through Berrinport over into Island Bay. You get so that'll just be in-street light rail, so the large light rail vehicles, which can take lots of people. Then you get a new tunnel that'll go through Mount Vic, either parallel to the existing tunnel or kind of diagonally along to the Badminton Hall. That hasn't been decided yet. That'll have lanes in it, two for private motor vehicles, just the track, and two for dedicated bus lanes. And then you will have the existing tunnel that we drive through at the moment. That'll be converted to walking and cycling. And you'll have an extension to the Arris tunnel so that you can separate the state highway traffic from local traffic. That's the plan, $7.4 billion over 30 years and around 10 to 15 years to build.
So what happens around the Basin Reserve? You mentioned the Arris Tunnel, which people are familiar with. You go under it, past the War Memorial, we come up about the War Memorial. Just explain its role in separating traffic.
So essentially, if imagine that you're in the Arris Tunnel now, you get into it from the Basin Reserve. That won't happen anymore. You'll get into it from the Mount Vic Tunnel, the new Mount Vic Tunnel.
Right. You'll go underground and straight into it, right?
Well, it's kind of underground. It's kind of cut and cover. The existing Arris Tunnel is cut and cover as well.
Sure.
So it'll basically be a trench with a cap on it. And there'll be the idea is that there'll be a new kind of park, extension of the kind of War Memorial Pukeahu Park over the top of that cap, which the tunnel goes under.
What is the main problem that this design is trying to solve? Obviously, everyone would like everyone to get out of the cars and just get on public transport, right? But
yes.
Good luck with that. As it stands, what are the specific geographic challenges that sees Wellington clogged up? There's limited ways across, there's limited ways in and out, and how does this help address that?
Yeah, so I think it's a good question. The basic problem is that we want to move more people with fewer vehicles, because that's how we have more efficiency in getting around, a more livable city, and it's also how we lower our emissions. We also have another issue, which is we're expecting 80,000 more people over the next 30 years to live in the city. My own feeling is that could be quite a few more than that, given the warming world and a temperate city that we have in Wellington. But those are the kind of basic problems. One thing about Wellington that is tricky is that you basically have to go through that central city area, kind of the Golden Mile, Waterfront Quays type area, to get from the northern part of the city to the southern and eastern part of the city. And that means that you have to have a really high capacity public transport system. The buses won't cut it on their own. You'll end up with what they call a bus sausage, where the buses are just stacked up. And you actually already have that a little bit in Willis Street already. So we do need that kind of higher capacity public transport system, which is what light rail gets you. So that's one thing. The Basin Reserve is obviously a bit of a choke point, because you've got everyone who needs to go over to the eastern suburbs, where there's, you know, obviously population centre and lots of key bits of infrastructure, the airport and employment and so on. So that you do sort of, I guess the idea here is to separate the local traffic from the state highway traffic. And that's the genesis of the proposal around the Basin Reserve.
Why not light rail to the airport?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was consideration for a long time about light rail over to the east and to the airport. I mean, My feeling is with light rail, if you look at what's happened in cities like Bergen in Norway, which is a similar kind of population and geographic layout to Wellington, they did it in three stages. And same with Canberra, they do light rail happens in stages. So maybe in the future you could have a stage where it does go to the airport from, you know, past the hospital, past Newtown. You know, you could build that in the future. But I think the reason they've gone for light rail down to the south coast is that that's the kind of north-south corridor where we can expect the greatest level of urban intensification, so uplift. And that's something ministers Grant Robertson and Michael Wood both said this morning, is that they're working with Kāinga Ora and other government agencies to try to make sure that you can sort of master plan that corridor and get the greatest uplift in housing along there.
So more high rises, right? More high rises or medium rises along that transport route. Nothing about cost this morning, and there's still the option that if the light rail is going to cost too much, and there's a lot of underground engineering with that, right? If that's going to cost too much, then you are going to be doing buses. Where are we at with costs and funding and starting?
Yeah, so they've said that I think the basic assumption has been that the Crown would cover 60% of the total cost over the life of the program, and there's an open question around some mechanisms for funding, which include possibly value uplift capture. So this is something they do a lot in other countries, where if you put in a piece of public infrastructure like a light rail network, the value of the land goes up where that light rail network has gone in, and so people who have seen their land values go up can make a contribution of that increased value
out of rates
to help fund that.
Out of rates.
For example, yeah.
And what's the latest estimated cost?
It's 7.4 billion over 30 years.
Okay. And if a decision happens, the council's confirmed the decision next week, and all three parties are on board, then what happens?
Well, so this is all slightly bureaucratic. They will go to the detailed business case phase. So this is where they work out exactly what needs to be done in terms of the route and any property acquisition. They really get into the details, and then that is basically what they will then go out to tender for people to build the different components of the program. So that's the next stage, is that really detailed business case.
So is this a decision in principle still, and a final decision comes after the business case?
I think this is what I would describe as a key gateway, right? So we're going through a key gateway. We've locked in the route of the mass transit and pretty confident about the mode being light rail. And then the solution to the Basin Reserve, which, you know, could some of these things could still be revisited. I think you're right. After the detailed business case, that might find, you know, we might discover some things that mean, well, maybe we don't need all those tunnels. Maybe that's not the best thing to do. Those things will be, I think, they'll be open to consideration during that detailed business case phase, yeah.
Thank you. Thomas Nash is a Wellington Regional Councillor.